Eka son, eka re, eka leni wiki bite tin wewa. Uruko temi ni yon mota de o yedili, eni yonyi. Mwe, uwa, palu mini wiba yi ni yon uluwa, reko ya ulu tuwa tu ni. Luri, mashin tomo ni dile, palu baba ati ya. Yon baba wani, ilu kon loma tomo. Ema baba kala, luri tuwa tu ni.
O se gan re mi. Omo Tade Oyedele. What was I supposed to say?
Switch.
Okay. You guys, I have my friend Tade Oyedele here. I just did something that I like to hear Tade do from time to time. Like he just knows how to do that thing so well. Welcome Tade. Welcome to my podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Tade is my friend and number one fan. I know a lot of people are going to come and say, no, I'm your number one fan, this and that. But you guys, Tade has been a real one, you know, listening, always asking when the next episode is going to drop and all that. And it's a pleasure having Tade here today. And we go way back, Tade and I go way back, and we used to have like heart-to-heart discussions about
real ones.
Our family and yeah, parenting in general. So today we will not do much. I just want to ask Tade so a few questions,
okay,
and then just get his opinion about some things.
Okay, nice.
And then we'll yeah. So, Tade, what do you like? Do you want to be a parent?
Of course I want to be a parent.
What kind of parent do you think you'll be?
I'll be a good parent.
Just good parent. Like, do you think you'll be a strict parent?
Yes.
Like, you'll be a strict parent?
Yes, I would.
But you're not strict. You're not a strict friend.
Yes, no. I think it'll be different with children because I think my dad is a very disciplined person. He doesn't take nonsense. He do anyhow, collect anyhow. So I like to be strict, yes, but while also being strict, I'll also be like caring. My parents are also caring people. They discipline us. Then also Yoruba say normal. So that's what my parents do normally. So and I can emulate them from.
Yeah,
that's from them actually.
Yeah, I see that in you like almost everything. But I know, like, I think your mom is the more approachable parents. Like, I don't know.
They're both approachable.
Yeah,
actually.
Closer to her than your dad.
Yeah, because my mom is mostly around. So.
Oh, okay.
But I'm actually there's no preference.
Okay.
But my dad is strict too. My mom too. When she enter her zone, she go beat yama yama. So no nonsense.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
So do you think that it's somehow like it's odd for me, like for this podcast to be like, because someone has asked me the other day, you don't have children and you're not a parent, so why are you doing a podcast that has to be parenting? Like, what's your take on that? Do you think it's too early on, like, what's my business with knowing, or what's my business with wanting to know how to parent when I'm just, you know, in my
Yeah. That's a very good question. It's not weird. It's a step in the right direction. It's about you being intentional about like how you want your parenting to be. Because as young adults who looking forward to having their own children, you need to just have to prepare yourself for it. And like I said earlier, be intentional about it. You know how you want it to go. Although it may not go all as we plan, as we all planned, but then you need to have it at the back of our mind, in our subconscious, that you're going to be parents. And from our experiences as children, okay, in a situation where we feel like, okay, our parents could have done this better and that, we can actually do that to our own children. And they also can improve also from our experience.
spot on. Like, I took so many things from that thing that you said. You talked about intentionality. What else? I should jot things down because, I mean, that is what my podcast is about. And I'm happy that I'm able to inform other people's mind as well. And yes, that's truth be told. You have said everything. Like there is, why? Prepare your mind. There's nothing, it's not hurt anybody. Like, just prepare your mind because there are a lot of people who are going into parenting and they don't know shit about what they are doing. Like, they are just like, I don't know. They are just
vibes on vibes.
So, like, you get it. And please, why? Because now it takes its toll on the society, and everywhere is just, everybody's just moving on vibes.
Vibes, actually. Vibes.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I tell people like I want twins. I don't think I've ever mentioned it on this podcast before, but I've been seeing some social media lately, and then twins and all that have been entering my eye. So I think I'm mentioning it here for the first time. You heard it here first time. So do you want twins? Like some people say, oh, I just want two children. Something. How many children do you want? Like, what you get?
I don't know, Shaw. It depends on my partner. Like I say, I want the football team.
What?
I want the football team.
Yes, that reminds me. I mentioned that there's a reason why I asked. Because I know you have mentioned before that you want many children.
Have you mentioned it before? Yeah, I think I have. I want the football team, actually. So we can play five aside.
Do you know what that takes? Do you know what one child takes? Yeah, I know, you're not the first guy that's saying this, and the two always shocked me that, why are we saying one so many children? Like, sometimes I'd be like, it should be because I don't want to give it to them.
Yeah, but we're also contributing, a major contributing factor to each child now, so it's not a one-sided thing.
But do you think it's a thing of the olden days? Because these days, we hardly find people that have that amount of children, and you know, family planning and everything,
the more the merrier,
actually. There's, and it's not a bad thing, to be honest, but me, no, I don't think I want many children.
Maybe by then my eye don't clear
exactly,
but maybe 3, 4, 5. Sure.
And that's another thing, guys. I feel like as we face some experiences in life, or you know, have some encounters, like our beliefs, like, or whatever we've said before, they change over time, don't you think, Daddy? Because, and I wanted to make an episode about this one time, that I didn't know some things that as a child used to like strongly hold on to, that no way, nobody can ever tell me anything about this.
But
you have loosened up about it.
Actually,
I think there are some things like that. Because I remember when I was in primary school, there's this mother that's come pick up her children, and I just used to look at that, the way she used to dress. She had leg chain. She had many piercings, and she was not a bad mother because her children, she would discipline them. Jiggers, you would expect that kind of person to be just a vibes person. No, but she had a discipline. Her children were nice, but she was stern. But that was just her personality. But I used to look at her, that what kind of parents is this? Why will you come dressing like a prostitute? That's how I used to. Like, I'm like, no, because of her. And I say, no, I can never pierce what I want. Yeah, I can never be a lecture. That kind of thing. And but then I now used to look at everybody doing that, like, yeah, you're funny. Like, why are you? But over time, I realized that, I mean, I have one piercing. If I have another piercing, what I took out of that was moderate. Like, everything to just let it be moderate. Don't overdo things. So now, I will not say I'm not wearing legit, but I will not just wear many. Exactly, that kind of thing. Yeah, what do you think? There are so many other things too, that when I was a child, I'm like, no, I'll not do this, I'll not do that. But now I found myself doing it, and the world did not end.
I think it just growth,
growth,
and seeing things in more in a more holistical way, actually. Not just like from your perspective as a child. As you grow older, your perspective will change. You see things.
Yeah, and do you think like self-awareness, like maybe we don't know ourselves. Maybe it was mostly about our environment, like maybe what our parents told us, oh, do this and do that and do this. And but as you're growing, like you know yourself, you know, okay, what do I really want to do? And as long as it doesn't hurt anybody, as long as it's not detrimental, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, actually, you're right. I agree with you.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have anything to say?
I look forward to being a good parent. So help me God,
dude. Because I always come on here and say, I'm not here trying to tell anybody what to do, or I don't even know anything. I don't know it all, but I'm just of the opinion that, you know, when we talk about some things and anticipate some things, we tend to have like a foreknowledge or what's it called about something, so that we'll not just be going on vibes and just inform our minds,
yeah.
But also show up with God. It's only God that can help us,
because we can't do it on
talk
our own.
Is cheap, right? But in the end, and
God will help us. Like the Bible says, we should commit our way to the Lord, and He will bring our desires to pass. So,
we commit
our parenting to God, like beforehand.
Yeah.
So, because it's not easy to raise a child. It's not easy.
There's so many things involved.
Parents have to like beat you, correct you, just for you to like make you become a better person. It's not saying they want to inflict pain on you.
Mm.
Or because children could be stubborn at
times.
What
do you think about that? People are saying now on social media, gentle parenting, this and that. Must they beat that day? There are so many other ways. I get where you're coming from by saying, oh, not because they want to inflict pain on you, right? But in the end, you're still inflicting pain. And I feel like there are other ways. Okay, now, thank God you mentioned that. Will you beat your children?
Oh, yes, why not?
So now, why not?
Yes, now you can.
It's like what we just talked about. What if your mindset changes before
exactly,
you get there?
Exactly, but I will not just, you know, just do what's but now, just rub your head. No.
No, nobody's saying she rub your head. There are other ways. Do you know what gentle parenting is?
Yeah,
like all those ones that they write.
You're grounded. Go for me, but
not just you're grounded. Go and face the wall. It depends on how you treat. See, today I have an aunt that's her own. Although sometimes she threatens me, I'll beat you. But that threatening alone, that my mom is angry with me, it sinks deep into the child. Like, he will start to cry. He knows that his mom is not happy. So it's not until when you can't carry cane.
Okay.
That has already taught him something, and he's already scared.
Okay.
And then she uses face the wall. That facing the wall alone, it's not about the face the wall.
Face the wall.
See, when you face the wall, okay, imagine if everybody else is doing something fun.
Okay.
And then you are told to stay one corner.
That one works too, sure.
And face the wall. And then you take care about your life. When you're supposed to go and be doing fun things, you just
okay.
be there.
That one work for younger children. Sure.
Yes, younger children. Sure. But then, yeah, exactly. I think it varies anyway. Yeah. We're grounded too. And tell each other you are grounded, they are not allowed to go out. If they're the type that likes to go out,
they will feel trying to remove what they like.
Yes.
So for them to see
as an
implication of the action. Okay.
Yes.
So make them know that there is a repercussion. Or there's like for anything you do.
Yeah.
There will be results and reactions for that.
Yes, and then there's one that they used to do in my primary school then. Right, I am sorry.
Okay, your 40 lips, 60
oh,
lips.
God. That one, I don't understand. It's kind of a punishment too, because
punishment. When
you're supposed to be doing something better with your
life. I think there could be some punishment that actually touches you more than beating.
Because that beating, Teddy, let's be honest, it's only few people that when they are beating,
they would.
Some people, they will not care, they'll just cry.
Move on.
And it makes them harder. Have you seen children that will be beating? They'll be dusting it. They'll be dusting it. I say, aunt.
You know if he does my palake, you know.
Ah, my own too. My father is
wire now.
Exactly, wire. Study. Are you serious? Are twins in that?
My career is school now.
And may I just feel that no. That's too, that's hardship, daddy. Life should not be that hard. Why are you beating somebody with wire?
The Bible also says
I will do better. That's what the Bible says.
Yes, that's what the Bible says now.
Oh well, discussion for another day. I'm going to bring in another day. Daddy, you and your Yoruba. I feel like you're going to be a very Yoruba culturalist.
Yes, now like
parents. Yes. Oh, you're going to teach your children Yoruba.
They have to. They speak my dialect too.
They will speak your dialect exactly.
Yes.
Daddy was telling me the other day I should go and learn Ijebu. When I don't even know the normal Yoruba very well, I'm not gonna be.
Yes, now,
but I like the sound of Ijebu. Daddy is from Ekiti, by the way.
Yes.
Daddy, speak your dialect. Say something. Maybe you have a listener that is from your. Alright guys, it was nice having Tadi here. Tadi, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on my podcast.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
And also thank you for being a very good friend to me. And yeah, I would love to have you back.
Sure. I'd like to come back on.
Alright.
Big guest here also.
Thank you guys for listening. I know it's been ages, and that's why I did not start to be giving excuses when we opened for today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you stick around and listen to my past episodes. Don't forget to tell your friends, tell another friend to listen to the Not Your Next podcast. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.